You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 195.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, blenders. Hello, freelancers. Welcome to another episode of the Freelance Blend Podcast. This is your host, Marv De Leon. And I'm so excited to, matagal-tagal na rin tayo hindi naglabas ng episode. Marami lang nangyari and, sort of busy with work and family life. But of course, we still continue to produce episodes that will help freelancers. And today, itong time na to, in this time of COVID, aside from that, no? So, first of all, I hope you guys, our listeners and viewers, are doing well. It's very, very difficult time. Another thing that we, and unfortunately, sabi nga nila the only things that are permanent, tama ba yun? Yung death and taxes. Yeah. So,
you can't run away from taxes talaga. Kahit saan ka pumunta, may taxes.
Oo, tama. So, and time of tax season na naman. And I know that a lot of freelancers and even business owners, ito yung time of naghahabol ng filing of income taxes. So that's why I invited my friend, Lij Alas. He's the growth manager for Taxumo, who will help us in understanding how to file our income taxes properly, especially nga na a few days na lang. So I'll be posting this first, second week of April. So definitely napaka-close sa deadline ng DIR for annual ITR. So yeah, thank you, Lij Alas, for coming over to the Freelance Blend Podcast. So can you briefly talk about first yourself, introduce yourself, and how you help our freelancers in Taxumo.
All right. So first of all, thank you, Marv, for inviting us over here, and happy to be of service to the freelance community. So I'm Lij Alas, the growth manager for Taxumo, and basically what I do in Taxumo is that I take care of marketing for the company across digital media, blog, email, and all that. So that's what I do. I try to, one of the things I do as well is to educate freelancers and other small business owners around the country about taxation and how you can make it easier for yourself. So that's in line with Taxumo's goals. Na we try to make the tax filing experience for everyone as smooth as possible.
Thank you again, Lij, for kahit short notice, no, we're able to record this because nga of the timeliness. And people know I previously worked with Taxumo rin as marketing manager, growth manager. And once I've transferred to another company, Lij took over. So at the same time, once I transferred to that new company, since freelancer pa rin naman ako, I still get some gigs from clients. Continuous pa rin yung aking paggamit ng Taxumo as a customer, as a user. So that's why I contacted again Taxumo asking for help on how to file. And I thought of kung ako naka-experience ng difficulties with the filing and preparing of my income tax, most likely a number of our freelancer friends experienced this. And not just our freelancer friends. So ako nga, I'm considered mixed income. because I'm employed plus I earn from my income I earn income from my freelancing gigs. So siguro we can start with that, no? So should what happens to people who transition from, let's say, freelancer to becoming employed again pero nakakuha pa rin sila ng gigs? So siguro ang question nila, should they continue to file their taxes since their employers already file withhold taxes from their income?
What yes, sure. Like a common misconception naman of a lot of people is that because my employer withheld taxes from me, that's enough not to become tax compliant. But what people don't realize is that the law states naman na if you're earning income outside of employment, then you need to declare that income and file the appropriate taxes for it. So as kind of to be a law-abiding citizen, it's in your interest to file and declare that income and your taxes. And this, and aside from it being a nationalistic stance, there's also a sort of like, what's in it for me? Like, ano ba yung makukuha ko? Well, it's more of financial credentials. Like, that income that you receive from your side gig or your freelance gig could mean a difference between getting a good interest rate on a loan or being able to get a credit card. So people, parang, sometimes people forget that there's a huge benefits to getting a larger income. And, you know, that getting the larger income from your side gig will allow you to get, better opportunities for loans, better credit card na makuha nyo, like easier to get easier approval. So andaming benefits talaga to actually declaring that income.
Yeah, that's true, ano? For me personally, I thought of parang focusing na lang talaga on my being an employee and then closing my freelancing business so that yun nga yung isa sa mga sabihin natin nga na burden is yung filing a separate taxes as a freelancer.
Yep.
However, when I was thinking about it, parang the benefits, the ones that you mentioned earlier, outweigh yung burden of paying taxes. So parang hindi na siya burden, it's more of in a way investment. So for me, the benefit, since I work with local clients, particularly a large company, requirement talaga na you have that certificate of registration and that you file your taxes. So without that, I won't be able to work with that client. So inisip ko na lang nga na parang yung income potential, ano ba yung net, parang net magiging net income ko less the tax. So of course if it's positive, hindi siya in the red, then I should continue with my freelancing business. Yeah. So and yun, the big companies won't work with freelancers na hindi walang certificate of registration. So it's an opportunity cost na they approach you, tapos they like your work, tapos they want to work with you, tapos when the time comes, they ask for that certificate of registration or your OR, wala kang ma-produce, then you won't be able to work with them. Malilimit ka sa income potential mo. So
that's true as well. That's a situation that's not only limited to freelancers but also a lot of other industries as well. Let's say for example online seller ka, like Lazada, if you want to sell on Lazada you actually have to be a registered business. Or if you're an events agency and you want to get some corporate gigs, no, they won't interact with you if you don't present them as COR because for them they also need to parang remit their taxes properly to you as well, and you know the whole withholding tax thing as well. They can't do that if you're not a registered company. So this is not only a freelancer limited situation. Like, I know business, if you really want to score the big ticket clients, kailangan mo talaga mag-ano. It's just, I think for me, it's not only investment. It's also parang the cost of doing business. Like, what does it cost me to get that big fish na client? If it costs me COR, then yes, that is super duper worth it. And that's how I think about it.
Yeah. Again, that's ako rin, ganun yung pumasok sa isip ko when I was experience parang that crossroad na parang ano ba, i-close ko na lang ba, or pero sayang naman yan, sayang yung opportunities that were being presented to me and yung future opportunities. I think another misconception sa naririnig ko even after I left Taxumo, no, na parang I'm not sure if you're familiar with Clubhouse. So it's a social network na audio.
I actually can't get into that kasi nasa Android ako. I tried to get into it.
I can give you an invite pag uma-open na sa Android. I can give you that invite. Anyway, so parang nagkaroon ng discussion about taxation, and I think, well, of course, since I was with Taxumo, medyo familiar ako sa taxes, parang here yung misconception na wala namang kailangan i-file pag hindi naman umabot ng 250k ang income for the year. So pero syempre, di ba, they still need to file. So is that a common misconception?
Definitely, kasi you know, I was in the webinar. We did a webinar with Upwork a few, like around a week ago. And yun talaga yung one of the most common question I ask, like, 250k naman yung income ko for the whole year. Why do I need? Di naman tax exempt daw, but tax exempt only means that you don't have to pay, but you still have to file. That's the thing, no?
Like,
yun nga, like, you still have to file. There's no escape from filing, and it's just really, you know, like, to be honest with you, like, even naman if zero yung income mo, you still have to file, kasi when you register your business to the BIR, it's already an obligation on your part to file the taxes that is required of you at the due dates. And the problem with not filing them is that magpapatong yun yung penalty, so may interest pa yun, ganun, so it accumulates over time. Then once you start getting back into the business, then oh my god, ang dami ko pang utang sa BIR. That, you know, we don't want that to happen. That thing could be, that situation can be totally avoided. If you just file zero value tax forms, yung zero income lang, yun lang isusulat mo sa BIR form, wala akong income, zero.
Uh-oh.
File mo, then check, okay ka na sa BIR.
Yeah, tama. Ang daming yung a lot of people don't know that, na akala nila ako 250k, hindi ko kailangan magbayad ng tax. Hindi mo kailangan mag-file, but you still need to file. So,
yes.
Filing and paying are two separate processes, 'di ba? Kaya I didn't want to get into that debate in that group, but yun yung narinig ko nga na, hindi naman kailangan mag-file, wala namang magbabat ng 250k. So, you mentioned that webinar with Upwork. Ano pa yung common misconceptions ng freelancers about?
This is more of ano, yung mga international clients, ano, like, oh, bakit ako, ano, why should I pay, why should I file taxes na nasa ibang bansa yung ano ko? Nasa ibang bansa yung galing yung pera. But, you know, it's your practice of profession is in the Philippines. That's basically, it's technically income that's generated in the Philippines. So you still need to declare that. And going back to that, to the previous, na point ko na, that's income that you need to declare. Kasi if you're earning a lot of your income from freelancing, then why shouldn't you, that's financial credentials. Right? There's a whole lot of benefits to getting, if nakikita na mga banko na, oh, ang daming pera to. Oh, like, that's something you can only prove through income tax returns and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Siguro they compare it with being an OFW.
Yeah, yun nga.
Parang, tama ba na pag OFW ka since you earn outside the Philippines, hindi siya tax?
Yes. Tax exempt ka if OFW ka.
Oo.
Yeah, so I was an OFW before moving to Tatsumoy.
Yeah, I
didn't have to file Philippine taxes. And I've also gotten into a few parang debates as well. Oh, bakit hindi nagbabayad yung mga OFW ng taxes? I mean, that's in the law naman na tax exempt yung OFW.
Pero you pay your taxes there.
Yeah. So it's also, I had to pay. And yun nga, the thing with the way, so it's, I think if you're an employee, how they deal with taxes here is much better than when I was in Singapore. Kasi when I was in Singapore, I had to file it manually. I had to declare my income and all that. Like, I had to pay it myself. Di na we withhold yung employer. So, in the Philippines, your HR does it for you. So,
Singapore?
Well, online naman. It online, but like, as an employee, you have to pay it yourself. Walas lang withholding tax in Singapore. At least for my tax bracket back then. Di sa nag-withhold ng pera. So,
okay.
So, kasi ayun.
Assume naman nila na yung people in Singapore will pay taxes and not avoid taxes.
Yeah.
Ano? Makukulong.
Sobrang liit ng Singapore eh. So the moment you do one ano, like tax evasion, ang dami ng kumakatok sa ano mo sa house mo.
Yeah. Tama. So yeah, we mentioned earlier na yung freelancers, especially since you're earning here, we need to file and pay our taxes. And so siguro you can talk more about how Tatsumo helps freelancers do that.
Sige. So for everyone, I think for everyone here, I'm assuming that the reason why you're here is that you have difficulty filing your taxes now. Like, there's a lot of questions with taxes, and even for me, like I've joined for Tatsumo for almost a year now, and yun nga, like there's still a lot of things like talaga ganito yung taxes natin. So there's a lot of things that you have knowing a basic foundation about tax opens a lot more questions, and you know that's why the founders EJ, Ginger, Evan, Kevin, they've established Tatsumo because you know they see the need for easier tax filing. And from what we found, like a lot of people don't mind paying taxes. It's just the process. It's just too, how do you say it nicely? Mahirap talaga yung process if you. Yeah. So what we did was, what Tatsumo does is that we're a tax automation software. So we try to streamline the process for tax filing as much as possible and bring it into one space. So in the past, when you do manual filing, oh, sige, fill up the form, punta ka sa banko or sa BIR, slide mo, then pay, ganon. So what if we put that all into one space, online, easily accessible anywhere, tapos i-connect mo lang yung credit card and debit card mo or online account, then you know that would be so much better. You know, like why put someone through so much trouble when you know you can do it so much easier through software? So that's where Tatsumo comes in. No? Like it's actually software for taxes talaga siya. So what we do in the platform is that a few things that we're extremely proud of is automated tax form generation. So nakikita natin yung mga mahahaba mga BIR forms that the system does that for you, kasi before you start doing your taxes, we ask for your tax profile, ano ba yung line of business mo, what kind of tax rates are you in, and we ask you to input a cash flow, so ano yung income expenses mo for the entire year or for that specific period, so automatically na calculate na rin namin yung tax due. So that part talaga na mamano-mano mo isusulat yung mga tax forms, and you, ano ba, how do I compute this tax? 3% ba ko? 8%? Like how do you compute that? The system automatically does that for you. So that's one of the key features. That's why people go to Tatsumo, kasi you know, you don't have to think about those. Why do you have to think about those when you can have this software to do that for you, diba? Na med less rate of error pa kasi system yun nag ano na system na yun nag ano nag nagkakakalculate for you. Hindi na siya prone to human error like previously. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we're also, since we're tawag dito is that TSP, tax service, tax software provider by the BIR accredited kami, so we can automatically sync with the BIR system na. So automatic na yun na pag na-submit mo yung file, yung tax form yung with TaxSumo, it's also, it directly goes to the BIR systems na. And you know, like lastly is the payment channels. So payment channels and attachments as well. Attachments is that ang dami mo kasing i-ano, isa-submit to the BIR. Especially when you're a freelancer, like 2307s, diba? Like that's one of the things that you need to submit together with your filing. So what you can do is that you can just plug those in into your TaxSumo account, and then we'll file that together with your income tax return. And then lastly is the, yeah, the payment. It's super convenient. Credit card, debit card, GrabPay, kahit bayad center, pwede kayong magbayad sa taxes to TaxSumo with that. So the convenience is there. What's most convenient for you, we cater to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also to add to that, well, people know, no, na even before I joined TaxSumo, I was already a customer. I think I have previous episodes about that, talking about how TaxSumo helped me. Yung sabi mo nga na, yung, especially yung payment part, kasi before TaxSumo, I hired an accountant who helped me with the registration. Mm-hmm. And then when the time came na I need to file and when I needed to pay, yeah, sabi, apunta ka sa banko na ito. Ito lang yung banko na pwede mong puntahan na malapit sa'yo.
Yeah.
So parang it was such a hassle to leave, to be able to just, to parang leave the house to, yeah, para pumila, magbayad ng, pumila sa banko, magbayad ng tax. So parang napaka-hassle. And then, and that's why I reached out to Ginger and I discovered TaxSumo. Parang ang laking, imagine siguro in time from hours to just,
yeah,
ang laking savings sa time and even money.
Yeah. Etc. Lalo na ngayon, like COVID na. So why have to go outside? Do it online if you can.
Risk your life. For taxes. So, and I think another thing I want to add, na when I, yung TaxSumo is not just a software, it's also a company na with a human touch. Kasi especially taxes, ang daming questions, parang kinakabahan ka, ang daming hindi ka makatulog, you need somebody to help you. And shout out sa ating sa support team ng TaxSumo. Even during that time, before I joined, I have so many questions. They were very patient in answering. Shout out kila Mel, kila Venny, and of course our dev guys, and everyone there sa TaxSumo. Kasi nga, again, when I experienced this, yung filing as a mixed income individual, I reached out again to customer support, and I can imagine the people who have all these questions about taxes na if they haven't discovered TaxSumo, saan lang sila pupunta kung wala silang kaibigan na accountant, na wala silang kakilala na marunong mag-file ng tax. So
yeah,
I think that's another benefit of joining TaxSumo is the support. Hindi ka papabayaan na just file by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our support team is available 9 to 10. 9 to 12 midnight pala every day. So whenever you have any problems, like, I don't understand this part, just ask away. Like,
yeah.
That's we're just one click away from helping you out with your taxes.
Tama. Just go to the website. Nandun sa, yung sa chat function.
Oh, sa chat. Mm.
So, yeah. Definitely, I hope people understand the benefits of filing online to TaxSumo. Siguro, Yeah, you mentioned earlier na tax season, April, wala, malapit na yung BIR deadline. So, how should, let's say, a freelancer wants to file their annual income tax return? Ano ba yung steps? I think you'll be sharing with us, no, a demo on how to use the platform and how easy it is to file their income tax through Taxu.
So first of all, no, before you start filing tax, make sure you're registered with the BIR. So I get that question sometimes na hindi pa ako registered, but how do I file my tax? Like you need to register yourself first and let BIR know that you're earning from a freelance profession.
Do you still have people register?
Yes, we still have the business registration service, but yun nga eh, kasi our registration service is nasa Metro Manila pa rin yung service areas namin. And with the NCR na NCR Plus na ECQ bubble, unfortunately we can't say na how fast we can go kasi sobrang limited na yung mobility ng mga partner accountants namin. So if you want to get it fast, I think the best option is to actually try to do it yourself, but you know, make sure you're registered first with the BIR before you start filing.
Kasi correct nga pala, no? So dapat talaga registered muna. But assuming they're registered, tapos na yon, tapos they want to start filing their ITR.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to go to Taxumo, you can go to www.taxumo.com, sign up for a free account there, and basically we'll guide you through the whole process of tax filing. So it's what we call is guided filing. So we try to make you understand. We not only do it for you, but we try to make you understand why this goes on. Kasi yun nga, it's one of the main thrusts of Taxumo is to actually educate you, because the more confident you are about taxes, you know, it's easier for you to, less worry for you, because you know what this does, what this particular item does. So if I may, share my screen.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is the Taxumo dashboard. So this is basically what you see when you start, going through, it's like when you sign up to Taxumo, actually, you get an income and expense summary. So this is actually one of our favorite features galing sa mga customers namin, is that you can basically use Taxumo as a financial tracking tool in some way for your business. You know, income and expenses and all that. So before you begin, make sure that you set your taxpayer profile correctly. Because if you put in the wrong info here, will not be able to accurately fill out your tax forms and calculate for you. So fill out all these necessary information. Mm-hmm. And important dito is...
Just to clarify, naman to, no? Demo account to, di ba?
Yes, demo account to. Yeah.
So baka isipin nila na, sinishare yung tax ni...
Yeah, dito totoo. Random numbers, random okay. Location. So, okay. Yung important... One of the important thing you need to make sure is your business profile mo. Because say we're filing for the 2020, the annual profile. So I've put in here a profile for professionals. So providing services, income from profession. Tapos yung income tax rate is 8%, which is typically yun yung pinagamit ng mga freelancer. Kasi low business expense really benefits from 8% income tax rate. Tapos you choose, make sure.
Yeah, sorry, that's a whole other topic, yung 8%.
Yes.
And yeah, I know in the Taxumo blog, there's tons of information whether 8% ba ako or hindi. So just go to Taxumo, the blog section of Taxumo for that.
Yeah, search for yung 8% versus graduated. That's the blog post that you should be looking for.
Yes.
And you highlight it there. Make sure you choose income tax kasi hindi yun lalabas yung income tax niyo. And then save the changes. After which, you go to your cash flow. Dito tayo magpapakita ng this is where we input our income and expenses to declare. So in here, let's filter it out to 2020. So you can see here, I've put in all my income and expenses for the fourth quarter of 2020 kasi the annual ITR covers just October to December na mga income expenses mo. So this is it. So as you, and then if you want to add income, you can just put in add here. You can add expense as well. And if you have a lot of things to input, you can download an Excel sheet where you can enter all your income and expenses, or you can also do a bulk add. So you can put in multiple, incomes and expenses as well. So if you're, if nahabol mo talaga, it's easier for you to enter your income and expenses on tax due. Then after that, let's go to our tax due.
Lead. So can you go back to that bulk? Parang ngayon,
yes.
Ngayon ko lang nalaman. So yung bulk ad on the screen mismo.
Yes. So bulk ad income, let's say here.
I think that's a 10,000. New feature.
Yeah. So we put in December. December kasi let's assume na for 2020 yung filing natin dito, 2020. Yeah. Let's put in a random OR number. Category natin dito, sales services, and let's say client one business name. So after that, you can just add in another new row.
Okay, nice.
So ganito. So it's the same as expense. One other thing you can do is you can download the Excel file.
Yeah.
So my Excel file is Taxumo, and you can just populate the fields, populate the columns, and then automatically mag-distinct siya sa cash flow mo. So if you have a really, this works if you're an online seller. But a lot of our online sellers do this kasi ang dami na transactions each day. So ang hirap niya i-bulk add. So you can just copy-paste yung nasa whatever accounting system that they have. You can just copy-paste it to their, what you call this, the file that we have on Taxumo and upload that.
What about the images of the receipts? Kasi with the adding one by one, you can attach.
Yeah, so with that naman, you have to go and edit. So you have to, wala siya sa book.
Wala siya sa book. Anyway, okay lang.
Wait lang, may PW. Yes, wala pa siya sa book.
Okay.
So you have to manually put it in.
Okay. Pero that will definitely help yung
using
bulk ad.
But it's not necessary, like, just for everyone's information, it's not necessary to have the OR uploaded, but we highly recommend it kasi if the BIR decides to audit you, at least you have a digital copy na of all your receipts.
Yes.
So wala ka ng problema, like, oh, ito, I took a picture of my receipts, ito yung nakuha ko, parang ganun. So it's easier for you to to get that information that the BIR will request from you.
Okay.
It's more of a just-in-case kind of thing, yeah. But we do recommend it. So next naman is we go to tax juice. So tax juice section shows all the taxes you need to file. So nakita natin dito, I have the annual income 1301A coming up. Tapos may Q1 and Q2 coming up as well. So ito yung pinaka-important, 1701A. So just for everyone's information, kahit April 15 yung sinasabi ni BIR yung deadline, on Taxumo, we do it a few days earlier. Because it's also kind of a quality control kind of thing. Like, we want to make sure that that everything is good to go before we submit them to the BIR. Because the volume of taxes coming in like a few days before the annual ITR season is sobrang dami.
Sure.
So we give a bit of parang lead time for our team. Just make sure everything is good. So once you have this, you all see here na my tax due. So that's what I told earlier na my automatic tax calculation feature tayo. So from the income and expenses that I declared in the cash flow, ito yung tax due ko for the annual income, which is 5,020 pesos. So what next would you do is you press file now. We get this from the data you have inputted in your system, in your profile. But if you want to edit it, you can edit it here. But otherwise, if wala naman, just to proceed. Ito na yung information on your 1701A form. Now, you can let Taxumo automatically include penalty. Example, you fail it late, so we can automatically compute your penalties for you. But if wala naman, then there's need to put it in. But lastly, there's three ways you can file on Taxumo. So prepare only. So what you do here is that you can do all the things that I'll do all the steps that I mentioned earlier, and then you can just and you can just close. You can just download the BIR form, and you can submit it yourself, and pay it yourself. So you can just download the form from us, prepare and file. We will submit the form and your attachments for you, but you pay the taxes kung saan most convenient. So if you want to go to the bank, ganon, you can pay it through there. But yun nga, baka may mga tao na gusto talaga magpumunta sa banko eh. So why not? And then prepare, file, and pay. So this is like the everything we do. So you use Taxumo's payment channels as well.
Mm. So that's the end-to-end.
Yes, it's the end-to-end. So you click proceed. And then unfortunately, since I don't have I can't file it now kasi nga mag-error siya kasi I'm using a fake for the demo purposes. So you can choose from a variety of payment methods here. We have GrabPay, you can use debit card, we have GCash, PayPal, online banking, bank over the counter, non-bank over the counter. So you can choose what is the most convenient for you when it comes to paying your taxes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's and after clicking on that, you pay now and it will submit. And unfortunately, I can't do that because and this is for demo purposes.
So after you click that, successful yung payment, what happens?
So you should receive an email from Taxumo and from the BIR na successful yung pag-submit mo. May notification na lalabas. So that is, and then you can download the file from there. You can review, ganun, and you're done. Basically, you're done.
Wow, napakabilis in a few steps. Yun nga, yung sinabi kong experience ko before na almost I had to pinapapunta pa ako sa bank just to pay, and yun nga, especially now, bakit hindi ka na lang do everything in Taxumo? Is there a way we can demo yung, let's say, I'm like, for me, I'm mixed income, tapos I have that employee 2316. Tapos,
sure.
And then I'll also file yung my freelancer income.
Okay, so what you do here is that you go back to your settings. You update your taxpayer detail. Kasi for here, income source natin is solely from business. So assuming dito na I'm purely earning from my freelance gig. So you switch it up from solely from business to mixed from business employment. So here you declare to Taxumo na, hey, I'm actually a mixed income earner na. So you do that, you save the changes, and let's go to tax juice. Okay, so I need to cancel this kasi.
Okay.
Wait lang. Let me just double check kasi baka 2021. Oh yeah, this is 2021. Okay, so medyo na mali ako. Just remember, guys, na we have different dates for taxpayer profiles. Yeah, the default set to the latest one. So hindi ko siya na punta sa 2020. So I'm declaring 2020 as mixed from business and employment. Save the changes, and it will reflect there. So nakita natin dito ha, like before na purely income and employment, purely from income siya. That was BIR Form 1701A. So when we transitioned na to mixed income earlier, the system changed it to 1701. So automatic na siya eh. Like you don't need to think, oh, ano ba yung mga BIR forms na kailangan ko.
Lumaki rin yung tax.
Oh, lumaki yung tax.
Parang ganyan din nangyari sa akin.
So you file now. Alright. So we file now. So we ask a few questions, clarifying questions first before we begin. So is the income profession exempt from BNBE? If hindi, you click no. May professional income tax rate ka ba? Wala. So no. Are you reporting any NOLCO? If unsure, click no. Proceed. Do you receive any income from employment from your reporting? Yes. Click yes. Yes. So proceed tayo. Then let's get started. So we put in the name of employer. Let's say employer 1000000. Depends. How do you...
Yeah, so this part, no, the user will need to have on their hand yung 2316 na binibigay ng ng employer nila at the end of the tax year. Tapos dyan nila kukunin yung information, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you put in here yung compensation income mo. So this is the data that you will need from the 2316 pala.
Yeah. You just literally copy yung information.
Yeah. So you put in, let's say, 500,000 yung ano mo, income mo. And assuming, let's play the ballpark na nasa 200,000 yung na we need help. So that's 2 million. Right. That's non-taxable expenses except compensation. If wala ka, then just let's proceed.
Just to add, no, if you can go back, ako, when I don't know what to put, I click that question mark.
Yes.
To tell me which part of the 2316.
Yeah.
Kasi nakalagay dyan yung row. Where to get that number.
Yeah. So we don't leave you hanging. Oh, saan mo kumukuha to? So we actually give you the kung saan talaga kukunin yung mga data na ito.
Yeah.
So ayun, so if wala ka, then you need to put in here. I don't have a 2316 on me, so I can't put anything right now. So assuming wala, let's click proceed. Then the taxable in business income, we get it from the cash flow na. So no need for you to enter it for yourself. Proceed. If you have if you have any of these requirements and my data, just click on here if you need to, just to make sure na just to make sure that you're accurately putting the information. If wala naman, let's just click on proceed. Then reconciliation of that puts okay. Then since it's not fillable, so I think the system does this for you na. We proceed. Civil status, other payment option. We typically recommend to be carried over as tax rate for next quarter. So if negative yung income tax natin, we can just roll it over for the next annual income tax return. And then a tax tip pala for everyone. So if you are tight on cash flow on your annual ITR, you can actually pay in two installments. So you can choose how much you want at the minimum to pay for the installment. But typically, the minimum is 2,000. You need to pay upfront at least 2,000 pesos and pay everything else by October 15. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing you can do for annual income tax return.
Question assuming about that. No?
Yeah.
So I can pay, let's say, example, kanina 25,000. So I can pay up to 40% of that.
Yes, up to 40%.
And the balance
will be on October na.
Will I also be paying it sa Taxumo? And will I be prompted to pay that?
I will get back to you on that. Emma, let me confirm the functionality.
Okay. I asked that sa customer support kay Mel. Sabi niya, yes.
Okay,
so yeah, just to, pero let's verify, and then I'll just update the blog post for this episode. Pero when I ask, I'll be prompted daw. So
sige. That's good to hear. Thank you for clarifying that, Marv.
No problem.
So we can proceed. And then ayon, you get a summary of all the things that you need to of all the things on your PR from 1701. Click this if you want it end to end. If you don't want the hassle, proceed, and then you can file now. Parang ganun. All right. That's it.
All right. So talaga, no? It's sabi ko kanina, it's a matter of a few minutes. As long as prepared, you have everything, all your documents, your receipts, as long as tama yung pinasok mo previously, so that tama yung computation. In the demo, you show there, no, na yung the amounts already appear automatically. But you can still edit, kunyari may other information, but generally kung wala ka naman kailangan palitan na, just click proceed and proceed.
Yeah.
And it's that easy. Comparing it to yung old school version na you need that to write down everything, diba? Yung mga computation, you need to compute on your own.
Yeah.
If graduated ka, you need to look at the table. So everything is automatically computed.
Yeah. And one thing I should add to add is that, you know, like a lot of people, medyo may problems silang tax filing kasi may times kasi nag-update si BIR na mga BIR forms, mga bago memorandum, and then, yeah, if you're not updated with that, may there's a chance that you may be finding the wrong things or calculating the wrong stuff. So, in Taxumo, we always keep, ano, updated kami sa anong nangyayari sa BIR. So, you're confident that with us, you're filing with the most up-to-date calculations and with the most up-to-date form para wala ka ng problem, whatever it is.
All right. Great, great. So, yeah, if you can unshare your screen and then, yeah, siguro, yeah, I think, ano na, we covered everything we need to cover and we took them through the process, showed them how to manage the settings, and then input their income expenses, and then yung actual filing and paying of taxes. So, thank you very much, Leej, for helping us understand taxes and how understand also how to file and pay it easily through Taxumo. So siguro your message to all our freelancer friends before we say goodbye to them.
Sure. I think the message for me is, you know, like I know tax filing can sound like a burden. Like I've been guilty of that, I know, guilty of that sentiment when I was still earning as an employee and was still, I know, back in the past, but when I joined Taxumo, like it really opened me up. But there's a whole ton of benefits to filing your taxes. And you know, aside from it being a duty to our country, you know, it opens you up to more opportunities. And I hope you see it that way, that it's not an expense. Consider it's an investment in getting bigger clients, consider it's an investment in traveling to other countries out when the whole COVID pandemic ends. Consider it's an investment in probably getting loans if you want to expand your business. There's a whole lot of things you can do when you. There's a lot of things open up to you once you register your tax, register and file your taxes. So I hope you take advantage of that.
All right. If people have more questions after watching or listening to this episode, how can they reach out to you? How can they reach out to Taxumo?
Oh, sure. So you can just go to www.taxumo.com. And if you can easily chat with any of our customer support team there. They're available from 9 a.m. to 12 midnight every day. So if you have any questions regarding your taxes or if you have any trouble with your Taxumo account, you can just easily send them a message. And if you and we have a blog post full of information about like 8% with OSD. How do you file for 1700? Parang ganon, like we go really technical into those stuff. Technical, but in layman's terms, so you can easily understand it. So you can read about those. And we also have a lot of webinars in our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So I think around 2 weeks ago, we had a webinar with the BIR discussing a new ITRSL. So if you're interested with that, you can check that webinar out. So yes, there's a lot of information you can get from our different channels.
Any upcoming webinars or events from Taxumo?
Yes. So starting around next week, like April 5, we'll be doing a series of webinars on specifically how to file annual ITR for different cases. Let's say, for example, mixed income earner, professional, small business owner. So we go through the whole process of that next week.
I would assume more detail than our demo today.
Yes. I'll be asking either our product manager or our CSR team to help ano, kasi they can explain it better than I do.
So how do they join that webinar?
It's just Facebook Live. So we'll upload the details starting next week. So they can just signify their interest in the event. And And now it'll just notify them that once we go live, it's they can just watch it.
Yeah, so they just need to like your Taxumo Facebook page.
Yes.
Just search for Taxumo on Facebook, like the page, and I'm sure they'll see they'll get notified once you go live. So that's sometime next week, which is first week of April, tama.
Yes, crunch time na for ITR filing.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, thank you very much, Leej Alas, Growth Manager of Taxumo. Thank you very much, Leej, again. Everyone, thank you for joining us. And yeah, I hope you learned something new today. And yeah, just check out taxumo.com. So thanks, everyone. Peace.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.